If you got your Bibles, I'm going to turn and read the Desire Your Prayers. And in the 15th chapter of the book of St. John, studying and had someone send me some verses this week and the other day. And I never even thought about this. Amen. And the Lord brought that to my attention. I went and looked it back up. Amen. And the Lord said, I want you to go from that right there. And come to find out, I thought, Lord, I've been had these things upon my heart. Amen, for the last little while. Amen. And I'd like to preach from it just for a few minutes, God being my helper. Amen. John, St. John, chapter 15, and start at verse 10, if you got your Bibles. Amen. If you say, thank you, please say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So the Bible says, if we keep His commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend this morning.
Amen.
Amen. And I like that. May read it again here in just a minute. Amen. But I want to preach just for a few minutes of time, amen, on love this morning, on God's love. We've just come through July 4th and hope everybody had a good 4th. We had a good one. Amen. But, and think about the song of the Star Spangled Banner, the song says that He crowned thy good with brotherhood. Amen. From sea to shining sea. Folks used to care for one another as brethren. Amen. As neighbor. Amen. And as friend this morning. But we're living in a time that there's not a whole lot of love. Amen. That's shed abroad and around this morning. But that's something we need. Amen. This day and time is, amen, more of love this morning. Amen. It's like the rainbow flag and all these things that, amen, they've hijacked it this morning. The devil has tried to hijack, amen, the word of love this morning.
Yeah.
But amen, love is a lot different than what a lot of folks imagine love is this day and time. But, amen, the Bible said no greater love hath a man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. Folks, that's what true love is all about this morning. Amen. It prefers someone, amen, above yourself this morning. That's what true love, amen, actually is this morning. I thought, Lord, I never really knew how to love until I come to know the Lord. I thought I knew what love was. Amen. Love is not just an emotion this morning. Love is not just a fuzzy feeling, amen, that we have in ourselves this morning. Amen. Love is about a commitment this morning.
Amen.
Amen. This morning. Love is about a commitment this morning. Folks understood more, amen, then, and it's sad to see, amen, how far we've gotten away from the love of God. Amen. It's sad to see how folks have got so far away from one another and the love for one another. The Bible says, amen, how can we love God whom we have not seen if we can't love our brother whom we have seen this morning?
Amen.
Amen. How can we do that this morning? Amen. If we're the body of Christ, amen, we're the body of the Lord Jesus this morning, and He's ahead. Folks, I'll tell you, amen, there's one thing about it. We can't be right with God if we can't be right with one another this morning.
Amen.
I'm telling you this morning, we need to be right one with another. Amen. And folks think today, amen, they're fulfilling the, amen, love for God. The Bible says there come a time, amen, that he that killeth you will think that he does God a service this morning. Boy, we're living in them kind of times, ain't we? Amen. They've even bombed the buildings and run planes into them and everything, all in the name of Allah. All in the name of God. Amen. They say, my God just like your God. Amen. I like what Brother Richard Harris said one time to a fellow. And, amen, he's talking to a Muslim man. Amen. About his faith, and he said, Richard said, oh, my God is just like your God. And he tried to get him agreeing with him. Amen. Tried to get him agreeing with him. Amen. Well, my God's just like your God. Our God's the same God. We both lay down our life for our God this morning. He said, well, amen. And he answered him very well. He said, well, son, there's one difference. Amen. Between your God and my God this morning. He said, you'd lay down your life for your God. But my God laid down his life for me this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He laid down his life for us this morning. Greater love hath no man than this. Amen. Then he laid down his life for his friend this morning. I want you to notice something. Amen. Just a little bit right here in verse 15. He said, henceforth, he said, I call you no more servants. Amen. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. Amen. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father made known unto you this morning. Amen. He said in one place in chapter 13 of St. John in verse 13. Amen. He said, you call me Lord and Master, and so I am. Amen. He brought him as Lord and Master. Amen. As the servants of Christ. Folks, we're servants of the Lord. Amen. Me and you as God's children. Amen. We're servants of the Lord. Amen. He is our Lord. Amen. We're the sheep of his pasture this morning. Amen. But I'm glad he took it just a little bit further than that. Amen. And he said, amen, you are my friend this morning. Yeah. Boy, it means the Bible says he is a friend that sticks closer to us than a brother this morning. Folks, he does that because he cares about us this morning. Amen. He's devoted to me and you. I'm glad he's devoted to me. Ain't you glad the Lord is devoted? Did you know that the Lord is devoted to you if we love him?
Yes.
He is devoted to us. Amen. We're devoted to him and he's devoted to us. Amen. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Folks, when we devote ourselves to the Lord, we devote ourselves to the service of the Lord. Now, this is as good for me as it is for you. I'm telling you this morning. Amen. But if we devote ourselves to the Lord as he devotes ourselves to us, he'll withhold no good thing from us this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Ain't it good to be a child of God this morning?
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be belonging to the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade my Lord for anything this morning. He means that much to me. Amen. And you mean that much to him this morning. Amen. He said, henceforth said, I call you friends. Amen. Not only we are servants, amen, but he's called us friends. He made us friends this morning. Amen. And we can read on down. Amen. In John chapter 20, amen. I'll just cover this real quick. John chapter 20, verse 17. Amen. I wasn't able to read this, but I'm going to. Amen. And you've probably heard me say it before. Amen. And this is how the Lord was crucified. And this is how much, amen, God cares for us. And this is the way the Lord, amen, expects us to be one with another this morning. Still preaching on love. Amen. But he said this morning in John chapter 20 and verse 17, Jesus said, amen, talked about Mary Magdalene, said, touch me not. Amen. He gave her a command, said, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father. But he said, go tell my brethren this morning. After the Lord had, amen, after he had been crucified and rose again the third day. See, we live because he lives this morning. If the Lord had never been risen out of the dead, from the dead, amen, we wouldn't have a chance to live this morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would not have the chance to live. But he rose the third and appointed day, just like he said. Amen. And he said, go and tell my brethren this morning. Amen. Not only are we a servant of the Lord, not only has he made us a friend to the Lord, amen, but we are brothers unto the Lord. The Bible said, and I'm going to tell you, the Bible says this morning, we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Ain't that good?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that good knowing what the Lord has done for me and you?
Amen.
When we go to thank Brother Melvin on what, amen, God has done, amen, when we just sit down for 5 minutes, amen, and study about what all the Lord hath prepared for us, amen, they ain't no wonder. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God, believe in me too. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you, he said, I've gone to prepare a prayer place. where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Boy, when we go to thinking about what all the Lord has done, it's hard not to thank Him. Amen. For what He's done for us this morning. Amen. It's hard not to thank Him this morning. He has made us, amen, a brother. Amen. Unto Him this morning. Amen. But He said this morning, amen, this is my commandment. Amen. This is my commandment. Amen. That you love one another. Amen. And folks, thanks today. Amen. You know, the Bible said in the last days, reading Matthew 24, said, because iniquity shall abound, that's lawlessness. Mm-hmm. Amen. The love of many had waxed cold. Amen. And I've never seen time. It just seemed like it's getting worse. Folks have got more than they've ever had. Amen. As far as materialistic things, amen, and easement, amen. We've got, it's nice. I feel out of air conditioner this morning. Boy, it feels pretty good. Amen. We've got the carpet on the floor. God blessed it here at Sulphur. And, amen. We've got padded pews and, amen, and it's comfortable and everything. Amen. And that's all right. Amen. It's good to have them things. Amen. And folks have all these things. Amen. But they seem like they're separating further and further away from God's love this morning. Amen. Because iniquity abounds, lawlessness, the love of many would wax cold. Amen. It would grow cold. Amen. Folks would grow indifferent and cold. Amen. Upon the Lord this morning. But He said, this is my commandment. Amen. That you love one another. Amen. Love this morning is a commitment. Amen, unto God. Love is a commitment one to another this morning. Amen. Love ain't just some funny feeling. Boy, feelings comes along with it. Amen. We're not saved by our feelings. Now, I'm going to explain something to you. Amen, this morning about feelings. Feelings comes along with it, but we're not saved by our feelings. We don't love by our feelings. Amen. We love from a dedication in our heart. Amen. When we separate ourselves to the Lord, amen, and dedicate ourselves to it, them things fall along behind this morning. Amen. We're saved by the grace of God through faith, and it brings us to good works. Amen. It brings us to these things. It brings us to, amen, to where we can sing hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. Like we've been singing this morning. It's good this morning. Amen. When we do them things. Amen. But the Bible says this morning, this is my commandment, that you love one another, amen, as I have loved you, amen. And God brings us unto a brotherhood, amen. And I like that song we was talking about earlier, amen, in the Star Spangled Banner, the verse in there said, and crowned thy good, amen, America's good with brotherhood, amen. We talk about Philadelphia, they talk about Philadelphia, amen, being the city of brotherly love, amen. Folks, a lot of them things that we had crowned, a lot of those things that we had pride in, a lot of those things that we have enjoyed, amen. I tell you, the devil wants to pull right away, amen, for me and you this morning, amen. But love this morning, the Bible said love, amen, I'll tell you about love. Love should cover a multitude of sin this morning, amen. Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. Amen. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen. I will read this little bit. Amen. In Romans chapter 5. Amen. And I'm going to read two or three verses there. Talking about love. Romans chapter 5, start at verse 6. He said that when we were without strength. Amen. When we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But in verse 8, he said, God commandeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how much He loved us this morning. Amen. Amen. He said, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He loved us when we were unlovable this morning. Amen. Folks, that's a lot of love, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. That's a lot of love. Amen. You know, I don't like a lot of things that's going on today. We don't like a lot of things going on today. A lot of things are bad going on today. Amen. But there's one thing God commands us, amen, is that we love one another. Amen. You can hate the sin, amen, and love the person. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. You can hate the sin. Amen. And we should hate sin. Amen. In order to love, amen, there's things you're going to have to hate this morning.
Yep.
Amen. The Bible says they hated the very garments that were spotted by sin this morning. They hated those things. Amen. There's things about Robbie Miller and his flesh that I just do not like. You wouldn't like them either. Amen. We see them things and folks see them things in one another. Amen. We can look further than that. Amen. To see what's in the heart and find the love of God, we can find it in our heart. Amen. To love people when they're unlovable this morning. Amen. Ain't that what the Lord done for us? Amen. He loved us when we were unlovable. Amen. That don't mean that I have to go along with everything. That don't mean that you have to go along with everything. Amen. But you can love the person. Amen. And hate the sin this morning. Amen. I tell you, I wish that our country, amen, could find them things back again. Amen. They're losing it. Amen. But I tell you, amen, I believe with all my heart, I believe with prayer, amen, things should be turned around. Amen. In that manner. But the Bible says this morning, I'm going to read in 1 John. Amen. There ain't nobody, amen, I suppose, amen, and reading it, and that, you know, the Bible says, John was referred to as John the Beloved this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was referred to as John the Beloved. But I want to look there in 1 John, and you've heard me say it before, but when John was, he was the only one of the disciples that died a natural death. All the rest of them was martyred. Amen. He was the only one that died a natural death. Amen. Jesus said, if I was that John should be here, amen, till I come again. Amen. What is that to thee? They thought John might live forever. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Amen. Worry about what God wants you to do this morning and where your place is with the Lord. And he said this morning that, and John had lived for many years. When John was old, amen, newer Christians had come and talked to him and they'd say, John, amen, this is in history. John said, tell us something about what the Lord Jesus said. Amen. And John just kept repeating, amen, children, love one another. Said, well, John, we know we need to love one another. Amen. But tell us some of the things that the Lord said, because he was the last living one. Amen. It had been around the Lord all the years of his ministry. Amen. And John would tell them, amen, to love, amen, one another this morning. He told them in chapter 3, amen, in verse 23, he said, this is a commandment that we should believe on his name, the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment this morning. Amen. He said, this is the commandment. Amen. It is commanded that we love one another. Folks, and I tell you, amen, we can hate the sin, but we need to love the person this morning. Amen. And that's the bottom line to it this morning. Amen. Hate the sin and love the person this morning. And we see things today and how they're getting, and folks think that they're doing right. They think they're doing good. They think they're getting even. Amen. A lot of folks are more worried about getting even, amen, than they are getting right this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. And we see the things, and you've heard, we've talked about it here. Amen. One of the things about road rage. You know, I seen this morning, I think it was this morning, amen, on TV. They looked for somebody that, amen, was shot in this week, or this past week, by road rage somewhere down there at Nashville. Amen. They're trying to find who that is now. Amen. That escalated that far. Amen. And they're showing there and they're telling about, amen, and teaching classes. Amen. Teaching classes, amen, about how to get away, amen, and how to deal with road rage. Amen. To stay far back and, amen, and don't engage if you don't have to engage. And, amen, all the steps of this. And I was looking at that and I thought, my goodness, amen, how far people have got one from another. Amen, that they don't care about one another anymore. Folks, I tell you, we need to care about one another this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We need to care. They've got classes now that they're teaching of how to deal with road rage. Amen. My goodness. Amen. You know, you can't legislate love this morning. You can't legislate love. They legislate all kinds of laws. They've got all kinds of laws. Amen. They're tearing down all kinds of statues. Maybe that'll help. That's not going to help. Amen. I tell you, you've got to find those things in the Lord this morning. Amen. They only come by Jesus this morning. Amen. Jesus laid down, but he laid down the marks of love. He said, amen. Your Lord and Master, laid my life down. Amen. No greater love hath a man than this, that he'd lay his life down. Amen. For his friends. Amen. He said, while we were yet sinners, while I was yet undone without God, while I was yet as a young teenager, amen, just running from the Lord. Amen. Robbie wanted to do what Robbie wanted to do. Amen. Robbie had his life set for him. He wanted to live it the way he thought that he wanted to go. Amen. But come to find out, amen, the way Robbie wanted to go, amen, was going to take him down a broad road. Amen. Destruction. I don't believe I'd be here today if it hadn't been for the grace of God. I truly believe that. You have heard me say it many times. Amen. Many of my friends, amen, that I grew up with, that I ran with, amen, they've gone by the way of the grave. Amen. They've gone by the way of the grave. Many of my, several of them I stood over and preached a funeral. One of my, the first funeral I ever preached as a young teenager, I was going to high school right over here in Rickman. Amen. One of my buddies, amen, got killed in a motorcycle accident. Amen. And the first funeral that I preached, and I've helped many of them. Amen. But I don't believe I'd be here today if it hadn't been for the grace of God. I really don't believe that. Amen. But you know, at the time I thought, boy, Robbie wanted to do what he wanted to do. Amen. I never realized, amen, that I trusted the Lord and I trusted Jesus this morning. Amen. My eyes began to be opened. Amen. Things that I thought that I wanted, things I thought that I needed, I realized, amen, they wasn't that important anymore after a while, Don. Amen. It just wasn't that important after all. Amen. It just wasn't that important. Amen. I realized this morning, amen, the things that I needed. Amen. The Lord had everything that I ever desired, ever wanted, ever needed. Amen. I found in Him this morning. Amen. Well, that's a message within itself. Amen. But it was His love. Amen. While I was yet going astray, while you was yet going astray, the Lord died for us when we was in that condition. Amen. Lord died for us when we was in that shape. Amen. Because He knew. Amen. If we would, amen, if He had laid down His life for us, He knew there'd be someone. Amen. Come follow this morning. You know, let me tell you something this morning. Amen. This is the way God works. This is the way God works this morning. Amen. When we do something, amen, I mean, it might be to someone that just don't care nothing about you. When you do good to them that do bad against you, that's the way God works. Amen. The Bible says we give somebody a cup of cold water in the name of the Lord. Amen. We'll in the name of the Lord, we'll in no wise lose our reward this morning. I mean, if we do things, it's just, amen, the good, something that's bad done to us, God rewards it. Amen. And that's what the Lord did. Amen. That's what God did. That's what works this morning. Amen. I'm glad it works this morning. Amen. Jesus said this morning, amen, your ways is not like my ways. Amen. And my thoughts are not like your thoughts. He said, my thoughts are far above. Amen. As the heavens are above the earth, so is my thoughts. Amen. Above yours, so is my ways. Amen. Above yours this morning. I'm glad the ways of God work this morning. How many believe that God's ways work this morning? Amen. God don't work like the world. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I went down there and, amen, and went and visited and down there and this fellow was requested prayer for and visited down there and Brother Keith then called and said, Ross, me and somebody run to Nashville with us to get Bailey a little car. So we ain't got nobody driving back. Asked if I'd go, and I said, well, yeah, I'll go down there. I don't care to go down there. And it's such a blessing riding down there with them. We talked and listened to gospel music down there. We talked and everything. And I was listening to that little thing. She's 17 years old now. And we was talking about the Lord, talking about things, and just like this normal conversation, she said, you know, said She said, you know, you can't run with the world. You know, when you're saved, said you can't run with the world. Amen. Expect to be right. You can't run that way. And I thought, my, what a blessing to hear her say that. Amen. But I remember her grandmother, him, her dad, her grandmother getting saved there at the Queen and come to know the Lord. Amen. And what a change God made in them. And how they're raising their kids and grandkids. Amen. To follow the Lord. And I thought, my, what a blessing this morning. Amen. Realizing. Amen. You just keep running to the world no more. Amen. When you run to the Lord. Because God's ways, amen, is not like the world's ways this morning. Amen. The world's got its ways. It wants revenge. Amen. It wants quality. Mm-hmm. It wants things that's, amen, that God says you need to leave alone. It's got its own way of thinking. God's ways is not good enough. Amen. We'll change this. We'll change that. Folks has got to even change it now. They don't even know what sign to put on a bathroom door anymore.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all in legislation. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it all causes confusion this morning. Amen. That's what happens when you go against God's way. Amen. God's ways is far above this morning. Amen. His ways is the way of love. Amen. The Bible says God is love. Amen. How many say that? God is love. Amen. God is love. Amen. God is love this morning. I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to come to a close here just a minute. When God loves you, amen, He chastens those He loves. Folks think today, amen, if you correct the kid, amen, I must have been loved a lot when I was growing up. That's all I can say. Amen. I don't live to all the time. Amen. But it done me some good. Amen. We used to make the teachers paddles. Amen. They'd just paddle sweat. Amen. They don't even walk around no more. Well, they'd walk around and them teachers. And I remember Mr. Boyd and Mr. Frazier and all of them. They'd walk around and have a big old paddle swung plumb down to there, buddy. I mean, it'd be a long one. Amen. All of you remember that? Amen. They'd just walk around with that paddle. Amen. Swinging from their hip. Boy, I tell you, that was the Board of Education put at the seat of understanding, for sure. Amen. But when you got out of line, they'd whip you. Now they think, well, it's cruel. Amen. The Bible says this morning, amen, that as many as the Lord loves, He rebukes and chastens. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, in Proverbs, amen, if we love our children, we love our sons, amen. We'll correct them this morning. Amen. We'll correct them. I ain't saying you always have to give them a pattern. Amen. Sometimes you take the keys away from the car. Amen. Or something like that. Amen. That's pretty good. That's pretty good whipping itself. Amen. Sometimes you might keep somebody from going to an event. Amen. Because they've done something wrong. Amen. That's pretty good. That's pretty good whipping within itself. Amen. That's pretty good whipping within itself. But the Bible says, as many as the Lord loves, He rebukes and chastens. Amen. I used to think as a little bitty feller, amen, when I got whipped, they didn't care much for me. Amen. They whipped me all the time. But now I realize how much they did care for me. Amen. Amen. I realize how much they did care for me. God said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. He said in Revelation, amen, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten this morning. Amen. If we're chastened by the Lord, amen, we belong to Him. The Bible said if we receive no chastisement, we're none of His this morning. Amen. He said this morning under chastisement, amen, and talk about chastisement. He said this morning not to be weary, amen, and faint under chastisement this morning. Because boy, I tell you, amen, you know what it'll do? It'll yield the peaceable fruits of God in our life. Amen. It'll bring us to good things this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. You know what I realized as a young man, as a young kid? Amen. When I was growing up, amen. It brought me to some understanding, amen, to good things that I never would have known if I hadn't been told. Amen. This morning. You know, the Lord knows us and cares for us enough to tell us the truth this morning. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God cares enough for us to tell us the truth. Amen. We don't need to fib to one another. amen, and try to get along, amen, go along to get along this morning. Amen. I've been guilty of that. We probably all have. Amen. God said, you know what? You need to let them know the truth this morning. Amen. I mean, in love, we need to let one another know the truth this morning. Amen. There's folks, I'm telling you, that's honestly deceived in the day and time in which we live. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it was, and I know I'm going on a lot this morning. The Bible says this morning in Nineveh, when Jonah went down there, them folks had got so far away from God, Brother Eric, they didn't have no discernment between the left hand and the right hand. They didn't know which way was up, which way was down, and that's about the condition we live in today. Folks don't know what right or wrong is anymore. Amen. But there's one thing to know this morning. Amen. If we care about one another, amen, to tell one another the truth in love, amen, it will go a long ways this morning. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It will go a long ways this morning. Amen. And I know I preached a lot about it. Amen. These things in the last days. And we're living in the last days. And I preached the last couple of times about them things. Folks, I tell you this morning, you can't legislate love. Amen. It's something we've got to find in the Lord. It's something that God's Word does. Amen. This book right here. Amen. Some folks find it cruel, but it is absolutely, thoroughly full of love this morning. Amen. It is full of love this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. But I'm glad this morning, you know, this is a big message. Amen. I mean, we can preach all day on this. Amen. About God's love this morning, about loving one another. Amen. But I believe, amen, that's the commandment He's given. Amen. That's what He says. He's commanded us, amen, to love one another. I mean, care for one another. Amen. And that's caring for one another. Folks got love mixed up this day and time. Amen. With lust. Amen.
Yeah.
Lust is not love, and love is not lust. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. It's different this morning. Amen. And folks got too confused a lot of times. I'm telling you, I mean, it's a problem in our country today. Amen. But when you love somebody, amen, you'll tell them the truth because you care about them this morning. They might not see it at the time. There's a lot of folks, amen, I'm coming close here this minute. There's a lot of folks at times thought, well, Robbie, he's just being too cruel. Amen. Robbie shouldn't have said this. Amen. Robbie just being too upfront. Amen. With everything. But you know one thing I found out? Amen. After a while, they'll come around and they'll pat him back and say, thank you for what you said to me.
Yeah.
Amen. It meant more to me. Folks, I tell you, the Bible says if we correct somebody in the errors or ways, we saved a soul from hell this morning. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I'm glad somebody one day told me the truth this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You love the Lord this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. I love you, appreciate you. Amen. I'm going to come to a close right there. God be my helper. Amen. But we love Him because He first loved us this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads this morning. Lord, we thank You this morning for Your goodness and thank You, Lord, for loving us, God, even when we're unlovable, Lord. God, even when we disobey, even as Your children, Lord, You still care about us, Lord, and You love us. And God, and we thank You for that, Lord, and we thank You for Your correction this morning, Lord. Lord, as the Psalms of David said, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me, Lord. And God, it comforts us as Your children. And Father, we pray that You keep us humble. Keep us right with You. Help us to be a light, Lord. Help us to be a witness, Lord, to those that's about us, God. They may know the truth of God and be saved this morning, Lord. Father, it's our heart's desire and our prayers today. We'll thank You for it. We'll never fail to give You the praise. For it's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand this morning. Amen. We'll get Brother Don and Brother Eric can do the song ready. Amen. Amen. Let's make a joyful noise this morning for the Lord. Amen. And this altar is open for you to pray. Amen. Okay. Don was telling me just a while ago about the man that made this altar right here. And I thought it was bought. Boy, it's an awful good job. Amen. But it's a symbolic thing. Amen. That we can come and pray at. Amen. And I believe in prayer. I believe in praying.
While we sing, let's make a joyful noise for Troy.